Cthulhu Inc. Hello, fearlings. Here's a horror short just for you. Greetings and welcome to the Cthulhu Inc. family. For unknown eons, Cthulhu Inc. has been providing the highest quality fish products from around the world with the help of cultists just like you. By joining us, you become part of a rich history of fish sticks, fish patties, and fish people. Your duties will include spreading the good news about Cthulhu, as well as working with the USDA to make sure our fish products are in every grocery store, school, and prison in the U.S. If you have the right attitude and enough moxie, we're sure that the stars will be right for you. So remember, as a Cthulhu Inc. representative, whether it's plotting the end of the world or making sure our next quarter's profits exceed expectations, you matter. Sort of. Good night, fearlings. Lucky day. Hello, fearlings. Here's a horror short just for you. Everything is awesome today. See, I got this book from my uncle, Professor Armitage the 16th. I'm the 17th, but not a professor like the 16 before me. I went into graphic design. Boy, did that not go over well. First, there's all the AI crap, so I can't find work. Second, my family went on and on about how I was letting the universe down. I was the chosen one to carry on the burden of the book or some such nonsense. I just want to make logos and emojis for people's streams. Is that so wrong? Anyway, the book he sent me is called the Necronomicon, I think. I don't know. I don't speak Latin. According to my uncle's letter, it's the first edition. He told me never to read it, to keep it safe, and to keep it secret, like it's the One Ring or something. Pfft, I put it on Seabay already. I have student loan debt, and some guy named Waitley in Dunwich is offering me $3,000 in Bitcoin for it. The markets have been super hot. No telling how much money I'll make. He's driving over to Arkham today and will transfer the coin to my ledger. Score! Good night, fearlings. Red Lips. Hello, fearlings. Here's a horror short just for you. I shouldn't judge a book by its cover, but she was perfect. She looked like a model or something. She had these thick red lips. Her frame was curvy. All the men at the table were hanging on her every word. As the night went on, she kept glancing over at me and smiling. I was at the corner of the bar staring. I couldn't help myself. She finally left her table, which by that point was surrounded by all the men and many of the women. They seemed to be entranced. I was shocked when she started to walk over to me. Everyone watched. "Will you obey me?" she whispered in my ear. "Yes," I replied. "Will you worship me?" "Always," I said. I wasn't sure what kind of kink I was signing up for, but I didn't care. "Then you are the chosen one. No matter what happens next, do not leave this bar stool, understand?" she continued. "Yes." This was amazing. She turned back to the crowd around her table. Her body began to shake, her flesh ripped apart, and in the place of this gorgeous woman was a horrifying creature. Its head had a huge mouth and bulbous black eyes. Its arms were now long tentacles. It had four crab-like legs and dark red skin. The crowd screamed, but within 3 minutes, the thing had drained everyone's blood, leaving nothing but mutilated corpses in her wake. I didn't move. I was too scared. When the carnage was over, she returned to her human form and turned towards me. "Follow me or die," she hissed. I followed. Good night, fearlings. The Yaleth. Hello, fearlings. Here's a horror short just for you. A Tarvuk had been riding through the mountains and dark forests of Ramswood all day. His horse was beginning to falter. The monks had been clear. Don't stop, or the Yaleth will get you. He'd seen glimpses of it chasing his steed. Why'd he have to wear a red hooded cape? But it had been at least 12 hours. Surely it had given up, he thought. Then, out of nowhere, it appeared before him. A 10-foot-tall monstrosity made of thousands of feral cats. Atarvuk's horse reared up, sending him to the ground. He landed flat on his back. His lungs wheezed as he tried to regain his breath. His horse was gone. The Yaleth swung its giant arm, but Atarvuk rolled out of the way. All its cats yowled in anger. Atarvuk drew his sword, trembling with fear. He was no warrior. The creature launched forward with another attack. Atarvuk dodged again, but dropped his sword. The Yaleth changed tactics. Unexpectedly, one of the feral cats broke away and ran toward the teenager. It was a smaller, gray kitten with big blue eyes. Atarvuk couldn't help himself. The kitty was so cute. He never made it home. Good night, fearlings. Not today, Cosmic Horror. Hello, fearlings. Here's a horror short just for you. The phone rang again, but Molly didn't answer it. She knew the thing was trying to taunt her, saying it was in the house or some other lie. She'd heard it all at this point. The creature couldn't even fit in the house. It was gangly and had too many eyes, but the real turnoff was its neediness. It claimed to love her, but Molly wasn't interested. It started to stalk her. First, it killed all her enemies at her work to show its love. When she was horrified by this and said no to its pleas for companionship, it started to eat all her loved ones. It said it would stop if only she would go on one date, that it's a nice creature, just misunderstood. She knew better. What kind of life would it be if she let everyone on her dating app gaslight her? She wasn't going to let some multi-eyed abomination from beyond the void bully her into a coffee date. Good night, Fearlings.